Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and I've got another Brain Stuff classic episode for you today from our former host, Christian Sager. The topic, why do we itch?
Hey, everybody, I'm Christian Sager, and this is the Brain Stuff where I tell you about itching. Why do we itch? Why does it feel so good to scratch an itch? Well, to answer this, we must first turn to one of the body's most unappreciated, hard-working organs, the skin. So let's start with your skin, the original clothing, your birthday suit. Skin is pretty cool stuff. It is your body's largest organ. If you were to stretch out the skin of the average adult, you know, like if you wanted to make some cool book bindings or masks or sheets or whatever, you stretch that out, that would cover 22 square feet and weigh 8 pounds. That's about enough to cover the twin bed in a creepy serial killer's apartment. But while it's still attached to your body, skin protects you from germs, signals the immune system, regulates body temperature, and allows us to experience the crucial sense known as touch. One type of nerve ending in particular is responsible for the sensation of itching. Now, as it turns out, an itch is just the street name for something called pruritus. Yeah, it's difficult to say. It is the irritation of skin cells or associated nerve cells caused by some external stimuli. Like, say, tickling, itching is a built-in defense mechanism that alerts your body to the potential of being harmed. Think of that feeling you get when an insect crawls along your skin. That's your body saying, watch out, that bug is out for your blood. Now, this itching sensation comes from proprioceptors. Yeah, remember the whole pruritus thing? That's just as difficult to say. But these are specialized nerve endings in your skin. Let's stick with this insect example. When the bug lands on your skin, it may not bother you at first, but soon it will begin to rub back and forth across your skin as it walks along, looking for the best place to bite you. Once the bug scratches your skin's surface layer, receptors in the dermis of the skin will become irritated. In a split second, these receptors send a signal through fibers in the skin to your spinal cord, and then up to the cerebral cortex in your brain. The same fibers that send itching signals are also used to send pain signals to the brain, which once led some scientists to believe that itching was a form of light pain. That notion has since been dispelled by research, which showed that pain and itching elicit opposite responses. Pain causes us to withdraw, and itching causes us to scratch. As soon as we feel an itch, our first natural response is to scratch the spot of the itch with our fingernails. The reason for this response is simple. We want to remove the irritant as soon as possible. Once you've scratched the area of irritation, you are likely to feel some relief. When your brain realizes that you've scratched away the irritant, the signal being sent to your brain that you have an itch is interrupted and therefore no longer recognized. Even if you don't remove the irritant, scratching will at least cause pain and divert your attention away from the itching. The irritant that caused the itching is very small, maybe only a few microns in length, so it only disturbs a few nerve endings. When you use your fingernail to scratch the spot where the irritant is, you not only remove the irritant, but you irritate a lot more nerve endings than the irritant. In many cases, an itching sensation can be related to various ailments or diseases, from dry skin or poison ivy to more serious life-threatening internal issues. So, if you have continual chronic pruritus, visit your local medical professional. They should be able to help you find a solution, which is great because we all know there are few things worse than an itch you can't scratch.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. Check out our online shop at tpublic.com/brainstuff. Every purchase supports us directly. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other topics that'll get under your skin in a good way, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.